Hello, folks. Welcome to the Solar Fit Renewable Energy Show. Bill Gallagher back with you again this morning with my wing woman,
Gloria Edson.
The famous woman from Flagler Beach all the way to Daytona Beach, all the way up to Jacksonville, actually the entire East Coast, with the exception of south of Edgewater. Everybody knows Gloria. She's got so many fans. And, you know, the phone rings at her office, and I'm thinking, all right, that's for me. No, it's for Gloria again. I got used to it. Well, want to give a weather report. Okay, go ahead, Gloria.
Ooh, the weather report today is mighty stormy. We've got winds that are very high, and it's messed up my hair. And we've got lots of rain, and we're getting thunderstorms. Yeah, it's a mess out there.
Your beautician is going to love you. I tell you, there goes another $100.
Did I scare you?
But anyway, so we're obviously pre-recording to this, because I hope when you're hearing this, it's beautiful weather here in the state of Florida. But for now, they're actually hurricane, tornado, and weather anomaly warnings out all over. So be careful driving out there. Give a shout-out to our friends at Daytona Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram for their loyal support through the year, and for our favorite driver, Mr. Daniel Dye, who's competing full-time in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series, and part-time in Xfinity, folks. At Xfinity is the next step up, and he's going to be doing double duty this week in Texas. Last week it was in Martinsville. He had a great finish there. Very, very tough track to tame for sure, but Texas is a very high-speed track, and he's looking forward to going out there and doing well. We'll be here cheering him on. We're not going to make the trip out there this year, but we're going to be cheering him on. Couple things to report here. 22nd, which is coming up, 22nd of April, there's a big event. Gloria, do you want to take a little stab at talking about this?
I don't think so.
Well, thank you very much, folks. I guess I'll do it. So, out to Daytona International Speedway on the 22nd of April. In the morning, we will have the March to Stop Suicide. And it is going to be a great event. We've already got so many people lined up for it. Our plan is, if the weather cooperates, our plan is to, in the grass, right in front of the grandstands, form the numbers 988, which is a suicide hotline. If you don't know that, 988, make sure you keep that close in case you need it. But we're going to do a human 988, and then we're going to do a march. And the march would be up to 3 laps. And, of course, if you're familiar with Daytona International Speedway, that's 2.5 miles around that bad boy on the high banks. We've both been on the high banks, right? I've driven out there, and you've ridden out there. It's just an enormous rewarding experience just to be in that hallow ground. But you can go 1 lap, you go 2 laps, you go 3 laps, and the proceeds will go to the Race to Stop Suicide, which we're very, very, very passionate about, and Beyond the Brotherhood, which is a group of Navy SEALs that we want to be able to support too. So if you're in the area, please support us. Come on by if you want to walk with us. We could get you into that too. Everybody's getting their T-shirts all cleaned up for it. Brand new T-shirts coming in, the special race T-shirts. They go fast, right, just doing that.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's an exciting event that's coming up, so put that on your calendar. It's like next week. Okay. So let's see, Gloria. We've been doing this quite a little while. Actually, this is our 16th year and a little over 800 episodes of the Solar Fit Renewable Energy Show. Special thanks to our friends at WNZF for hosting us all these years and convincing us to come on air and tell everything we know about renewable energy and program to talk about sustainability and healthy lifestyles. And boy, I'll tell you what, it's really kind of morphed into, you know, introducing entrepreneurs in the area that are making a difference. And boy, we've had some great guests, haven't we?
Absolutely. It's been a lot of fun over the years.
It has. Well, let's see, what are you talking about today? You know what's new out there, folks? Have you noticed the rash of increases in the number of roofs that are being replaced? Have you noticed that?
Yes.
You know, some of the roofs are being replaced because of aging. You know, there's only can have a certain number of years of useful life, and some of them are being replaced because our insurance companies want us to replace them. And either event, it's a little bit of a pricey conquest to put a new roof on. It can be anywhere from, I don't know, $10,000 to $20,000, or maybe even more. So we've had our customers reach out to us and say, look, is there any way that you could put something together to help us with that? And we've been able to do that. We've partnered with some of the best roofers in Volusia, Flagler, St. John's counties, and that's enabled us to offer not only solar with a roof by a qualified roofer, but also finance it under one package. So the advantage to that, if you're thinking about a new roof, the advantage to that is if you go out and you just do a roof, and if you finance it, they'll typically do it for maybe 5 years, maybe 6 years, and the payment's going to be very, very high. If you do it along with a solar system, like a lot of our customers are doing, you can amortize that investment over a much longer term, keep the interest rate low, and on top of that, most of the price is covered by the reduction in your electric bill. Now, how cool is that? So basically, your solar power system is paying for your new roof.
Wow.
Now, I'm going to open it up for questions from Gloria, because no one right now is calling in. I expect any moment somebody to call in and say, I need a new roof, help me. But go ahead, Gloria. What are you thinking?
Well, that's pretty cool. So in other words, if I decide that I want to put a new roof on and add solar, I can do it all under one package.
Do it in one package, right? Now, we are not roofers. Full disclosure, we're not roofers, and that's why we use only the best roofers to do that work. But with all modesty put aside, we are the best solar company. So we can install the best solar equipment at any price level that you would like. If you just say, my budget is this, we'll build a system to do that. If you want to offset the entire bill, in many cases we could do that. You're completely in charge. All we're there, we're like the doctor listening to your ailments. And when we sit down and we talk about their ailments, a lot of people say, you know what my ailment is? My electric bill went from $220 to $316, and I don't know why. And, of course, we say, well, did you change your lifestyle? No. Did you get an electric vehicle? No. That is interesting. And then when we actually dive in and we start looking at the kilowatts and the price per kilowatt, we see there's been a dramatic increase in the cost of electricity. Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
So what can we do about that? Well, not a lot we can do about it as far as the utility prices, right? I mean, they have to charge a certain amount of money to make sure that they provide energy to everyone. But what we can do is become independent meaning we can install our own solar power system and produce our own energy. So in Gloria's case, it's Gloria's energy company. She's got solar on her roof. Uh-huh. At this point, I need to kind of slow down, back up a little bit, and let her explain what she has on her roof.
I have a little bit of everything.
Go for it.
I don't have a pool, but I do have solar electric. I have solar water heating. I have an attic fan. And that's probably the max that I have on my roof. So I have enough energy to take care of my bill. And my bill currently runs about $25 plus tax through our utility here in our area, which is FPL. Then I also installed a solar thermal, and that takes care of another about 3,600 kilowatts a year. I use a lot of hot water, and we have a tank that is turned into a solar tank, and I've got a little panel on the roof, and that panel heats the water in the tank and allows me to save a considerable amount of money based on our current prices, which is probably closer to maybe $55 to $70 now with the rates. I don't remember exactly, but it is much better savings now.
Okay, so I've had the good luck and pleasure of driving past your home, which has got almost looks like a garden in front.
It is a garden in front.
On the roof, I see these solar. I got to ask you this question. When you drive home every night and you look up at that roof, is there a sense of pride, or are you just embarrassed by how beautiful that glass looks?
No, I'm not embarrassed. No, I love my solar. I'm excited to share it with the world and the people that come down my street. It's wonderful to tell them that look for the house that has solar on it, because I'm very proud of that, and I am getting continual income from that, and that money that I would be throwing away is going toward other investments that is keeping me in the loop with the things that I want to do. So in a few years, I'm going to make a plan to go on a nice trip to Europe, and the money that I would have given to the utilities now is going to be paying for my new trip.
Do they know that? They're going to claw back some of that money.
I don't think
Europe,
so.
When are you going? Hey, man, I don't want to go.
I'm going to go to Ireland.
Oh, okay, so yeah. Let me ask a question. If you're in Europe, right, do you think as you're cruising past County Donegal,
yes,
in your little carriage, you know, chewing the goats away from the trails and everything, that you might be thinking, I wonder what my solar system's doing back in Ormond Beach? You ever think that?
Oh, yeah. Every now and then.
How would you know?
Well, I just pull out my phone and open up the app and look at it, and it tells me everything I need to know.
What does the app tell you?
It tells me what I'm actually producing. It shows my panels and what it's producing, and it shows me my battery and what it's doing and whether or not it's night or day. So I can actually see it either producing or feeding the grid. It tells me if I'm feeding the grid or if I'm buying from the grid. So it's pretty complete app. I like that. It's
I like
nice.
That feeding the grid.
You know,
I don't know if you can hear it in the background, grid. Folks. We've got people calling in, ordering their solar systems and roof right now. The operators are on hand.
They are.
Okay, you didn't talk about the solar storage system. Let's get into that a little bit.
Oh, storage, yeah. So when I'm away, and if there's a storm like today and the power should go out, even though I may not be home, it'll take over and take care of everything that I have designed in my home is protected from a power outage. So my refrigerator, and I've got my fans going, and if there's a light on, which I doubt there is today, because I left and there were no lights on, but it would actually power all the things that were on in my home, except my air conditioning. My air conditioning is a little different. It's separate. I have a little mini split, and that mini split is run by my battery storage.
Do you ever feel bad for the folks on your street that have not gone with you to do solar? I mean, you feel a little bit bad when you drive by and you know that they're paying $200-$400 of electric bills.
Yeah, yes. I feel their pain.
You're
I feel their pain.
So
but I no longer have that pain.
Well, we're not going to give out Gloria's address because there'll be a rush to enjoy the cold beer when the grid is down. Right? So we don't want everyone going there because that's where I'm headed. So actually, I have batteries too. What am I saying? Of course I do. I've got a lot. And I also have solar panels, which are called modules, on the front of my house.
Oh, yeah.
And when I drive home, when I open up the garage door, they're looking right at me, and they're saving me money. How cool is that?
That is very cool. That is very cool.
Well,
yeah.
So, you know, I guess the question would come in right now as you're thinking is, is solar really worth it? You know, we've actually produced a document that I think is really cool. It's got about, oh, I'm going to say 13 different steps to take if you're interested in interviewing solar contractors, right? So one of the things that we tell people is I think it's good advice if somebody knocks on your door and they say they're selling solar or something like that, is just simply ask for the business card in a nice way and say, thank you very much. I will review this with my significant other. And if it's something that I am happy with, I'll give you a call back. I think that's a very nice way of giving the homeowner time to do their due diligence to find out if the company is reputable.
Right.
And if a reputable company, if it happens to do that, they're not going to be upset by that at all. So anyway, we have that. If you're listening in today, if you want to call our office anytime this week, the number is 386-445-7606. You can request a copy of this document, and I think it'd really be helpful if you have a thought about going solar, because you want to make the right decision, right? You don't want to end up actually, I would really suggest everyone think about investing locally. And I'll tell you the reason why. A lot of our employees actually work and live and work here, but they live in Palm Coast, they live in Flagler, they live all over the place. And when you invest locally with a reputable company, that money stays in that community. So our employees, okay, that are funded by the investments that our customers make. They go to the store. They spend their money. They shop locally, and that money stays in the community. So one of the best suggestions that we could make for our people locally is just invest locally if you can. Gloria, gosh darn, this thing went too fast. We're going to have to take a short break. Can you stay with us?
Will do.
Okay, Gloria, stay with us. You can stay with us too. We'll be right back.
Hi folks, Bill Gallagher with SolarFit here. Have you ever thought about utilizing solar power for your home or business? Well, there's never been a better time to plug into the sun and stop renting electricity. How would you like to let your roof start paying you each month? Give us a call at 445-7606. That's 445-7606. Or visit us at solarfit.com and set yourself free.
SolarFit your life and set yourself free with the sun's free energy.
Hi, folks. Welcome back to the SolarFit Renewable Energy Show. Bill Gallagher here.
And Gloria Edson.
She's back here. She's right across from me at the at our studio here. And I hope you caught the first part. I think we shared some information about how you can be successful at selecting the perfect solar contractor for your project. Believe me, there's at least 15 to even 18 things that are important for you to know. Just simple things like a copy of their insurance, their workman's comp, and you know, their business card. Does it have the solar contractor number on it? If you get a business card that doesn't have a number on it, raises some red flags. So it's some really handy stuff. If you want to just give our office a call, we'll make sure we send you out a copy. Okay. The other thing that's really kind of cool is if you really like in non-invasive way to learn about solar, you could send us a copy of your electric bill and we will design a system for you and send it back for you to look at. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
No one has to come to visit your home. You know, we'll go ahead and put this information together, send it off to you, and then once you see it, if it's something that makes sense, Gloria will stop by. Right, Gloria?
Yes, I will.
Is that your, you carry that lunch pill with you all the time?
I do.
So what's in there?
I have water in there, case of emergency, and I get stuck on the side of the road. I've got food and water.
Do you ever share that with your customers?
No.
Okay, there you go, folks. So
there's not enough.
If she comes up to your door with a lunch pail, you're not getting any. But I'll tell you what she does do. What are those things called that you give for gifts?
Oh, I do give gifts. I like to give my customers flowers, and sometimes I'll stop at the little bundt cake place.
What's it called?
It's called Nothing But Buntings, no. I think.
Okay, never mind. It's Nothing Bunt, B-U-N-T.
Oh, there it is.
You always throw in 3 or 4 extra words. I have no idea where they come from.
Probably they're very good.
Being an English teacher, you just can't have enough adjectives in there, right?
That's true.
But, boy, I tell you what, those things are good. I mean, I actually gained 3 pounds just looking at one the other day. But you carry them with you. You give them out as gifts.
Oh, well, sometimes I do. That's true.
Okay, we got to tell you that the gal that owns the Bundt Cake Place is one of our great customers. And, boy, I tell you, we're addicted to these things. I go out and I buy a 12-pack. It used to be for beer. Now it's a 12-pack. I bring back it, and it's all these little Bundt cakes. And I tell you, I don't even get out of the car. The employees are swarming all over me like bugs. Where's the Bundt cake? Where's the Bundt cake? Anyway, if you have Gloria come out, tell her you want a Bundt cake. She will bring one.
Yes, but just, I will. They're delicious.
She's fairly... She won't hurt you. Let me put it that way. She's the most knowledgeable. How long have you worked here?
28 years.
28 years.
Going on 29.
And never a mean word between us. every time you talk about going on vacation or retiring, my hair stands right up straight. I say, you can't do that. Everybody knows you here. Hey, let's go through some deep data. Let's
okay.
See. I'm going to ask you some questions, and I want you to answer them as honestly as you can. Okay.
Put the paper down so I can see.
No, I'm going to show you. Okay. How many people in the United States are currently employed in the solar industry?
100,000.
The answer is 263,000 883, and there's going to be one less if you miss the next question. Okay.
Okay.
What is the value of the U.S. solar market in 2023? What's the value of the market?
I have no idea. Give me a hint.
$51.4
billion.
Billion? Yeah, that tells you what's going on.
$51.4 billion. Yep. Wow.
Right now, over 5% of the U.S. electricity comes from solar energy, almost eight times what it was just a decade ago.
Wow.
So it's very apparent that there is like a gold rush for people to invest in solar for their homes and their businesses. And some of the things that are driving that are the 30% federal tax credit. Right, so if you're working or maybe you're retired, but you're still paying income tax to the government, and whatever that tax amount is, you can either write a check to the government for that amount, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or if you invest in a solar power system to power your home or a solar water heating system, 30% of that cost is reduced from your bill that you have to pay the U.S. government. That's called the Federal Solar Tax Credit, 30%. So that's a big driving factor, right?
Yes.
You could potentially have a $25 electric bill like Gloria. You get a 30% federal tax credit. You could combine it with a new roof, which we talked about. If you didn't hear it on the earlier version, please, you know, tune in to our podcast. This will be archived and listen in, because I think it's some good information. The other thing that's driving it is what we call net metering. So net metering is the fairest way to compensate you and I, all of us, all of our listening audience, the fairest way to compensate us for investing our capital on our homes and businesses to use renewable energy. That means that anytime the sun is shining, it's creating power for your home. And that power is used in the home to run everything, air conditioning, doesn't matter what it is. If it's being powered electrically right now, the sun can power it. But sometimes during the day, there's more energy produced that you can use in your house because you're at work and you've got stuff turned down. But the sun doesn't care. The sun is pushing that energy. Well, it's got to go somewhere. So it goes right back on the utility grid. And basically, it makes your power meter spin backwards, right? And what you're doing is, like rollover minutes, you're banking all those kilowatts on the grid line to be used at a later date. So now you come home and it's dark out. What happens is you're using electricity. You're basically drawing potentially the same energy you sent out there. So that what net metering does is if it's 15, 17, 18 cents a kilowatt hour that you're buying it for, they're paying you the same thing to send it back. So with the federal tax credit, the ability to have a $25 electric bill depends on the size of your house or the size of your bill, right, and everything. And net metering, there just simply is no better home improvement on the planet. And that's why you're seeing these numbers grow. Okay, here's one for you, Gloria. I want you to come through. Oh, don't look over my shoulder. I bet you, your physics class, you were a mess. Okay, so she can't see the sheet now, folks, so you're okay. What is the number of solar energy systems installed in the U.S. right now?
400,000.
Okay, would you believe 4,857,990? Huh? Would you believe that?
That's a lot.
That's exactly right.
That's a lot.
But in the short period of time since I asked that question, there's been another system installed. Every 30 seconds in America, there's a solar power system installed.
Wow.
Every 30 seconds.
Wow.
And the reason is, as Tony Robbins would say, I'm not saying this to impress you. I'm saying this to impress on you that we're involved in the greatest energy revolution of all time, even going back to the days where we had oil lamps, and they came out with electricity. Boy, that was a shock. Oh, sorry, did I get that? It was. They fought, right? The oil industry fought the electric people, Edison, right?
Mm-hmm.
No relation. They didn't want to do that because they wanted to be able to sell oil. Here comes electricity. Well, now we have solar energy that's available to transpose the electrical. Not do away with it, okay, but have it as a supplement in many cases, total, but to supplement it. So just saving money. That's the whole thing. Okay. Number of solar businesses in the United States. This is a good one. How many companies are there? There's no one like SolarFit. Don't get me wrong, folks. How many solar companies are in the United States?
I'm going to say 200,000.
Well, you missed that by a bit. There's 10,000 plus.
Oh, 10,000.
Yeah, but think of that. 10,000 businesses installing
10,000
solar in America. And here's what I like. Those 10,000 businesses have employees, and all those employees are making a living by helping people use clean, renewable energy. I just think that is just crazy. Cool. You know, I got to talk a little bit about the people that stop into my office. It's really kind of funny. And they look at me and they go, well, you must be making a lot of money. I go, why? You know, what are you saying? They say, well, you're driving that Mercedes out there. That's not my Mercedes. I drive the Jeep with the bike on the back. But it's really, I'm thinking, you know what? Our employees are really, they're doing well. They're taking care of their, you know, they're taking care of their families. They're buying houses. They're doing all the things you really hope that they would do. The other thing, just real briefly, I want to mention that the folks all over the country, the people who invest in our products, a portion of that money goes to the Race to Stop Suicide. Okay, so we're, you know, huge, passionate sponsors of Daniel Dye and the Race to Stop Suicide. So your money is being put to really good use for sure. Okay, what else we got here? 198 million metric tons annually. Carbon emissions offset by solar, 198 million metric tons.
Wow.
It's the equivalent of taking 44 million vehicles off the road.
Wow.
Saving 22 billions of gasoline not used. Planting 3.3 billion trees.
Wow.
Shuttering 53 coal-fired plants. So the solar makes up for 53 coal-fired plants. That's pretty interesting. Okay, what state in the United States has the largest amount of solar? This is an easy one.
Well, California.
California, correcto. Well, they got a big start on us, didn't they?
They
got a big
did.
Jump on us. Okay,
yes, they
what's,
did.
Who's number two?
New York?
Texas.
Oh, Texas. Yep. New York?
Yep. No, number three now is Florida. Now, we used to be number seven. We're up to number three. That's how quickly this is growing in Florida. Then comes North Carolina, Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, New York, New Jersey, and Massachusetts. That's the 1 through 10.
Wow.
What else did we not talk about? How about the ability to increase the value of your home by 4.1% according to Zillow?
Yeah, that's for our area.
That's for our area. Yeah, Central Florida. If you install solar, Zillow says it increases your home by 4.1%. So let's take a number. Let's suppose a house is $300,000, right? That means that solar investment increased the value of that home by $12,000-something, right? In many cases, that covers the cost of the solar system just by an increase in the value of the home. So many good things to do. Average annual growth of the solar market over the past 10 years has been 22%. Boy, everybody would like to have that, right?
Wow.
And here's something that just got off the line. In 2023, a new solar project was installed every 39 seconds. Whoa. Man, I'll tell you what, how many is that? That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Anyway, gosh, Gloria, this time it always goes so quickly when you and I have a chance to visit with our lovely audience.
Yes, indeed. It does go quickly.
Well, we
those
hope.
Those are interesting stats.
They are interesting stats. We hope that we have been able to help folks understand a little bit more about solar, the benefits of solar. Our big ask in closing today is just, you know, take your time. Don't be in a hurry. Do your research. Really reach out to us and get a copy of the 15 things you need to be aware of when you go solar. And if you do that, you're going to be happy. You're going to increase the value of your home. You're going to have an electric bill that be the hope everyone in the neighborhood will be just, I want that one just like you. What do you think, Gloria?
I think it's wonderful. And as long as people are careful out there and make sure they do their due diligence and check out those information that you put together to help people protect themselves from unwanted door knockers.
Approaches. Right. Okay, folks, and if you're listening today and you'd like one of those bunk cakes, the number once again from Gloria is 386-445-7606. And we're going to sign off for now. We'll see you at Daytona International Speedway, hopefully next weekend.
All right.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
SolarFit Renewable Energy Radio Show paid for by SolarFit.